What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Now, today there's not going to be a video because, well, first and foremost, it's like 12 o'clock right now. Yeah, it's 12:22 a.m. And, yeah, it's dark as fuck out here, so I'm not trying to really do a video podcast. But y'all definitely going to get the voice. And so today, well, first of all, before I even get started on my topic, I just want to say happy birthday to the late Nipsey Hussle. He would have been 34 today, and just wanted to show him his respect that he deserves, because he's a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's a real nigga. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, let's talk about the topics. So, it was reported a couple days ago that, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. I think it was yesterday. But anyways. Make this up. Yeah, so it was reported yesterday that the NFL and Jay-Z have come to an agreement for him to be hosting, like, the music and entertainment aspects of the league, and also for him to help out with, like, social justice and players' rights and stuff like that. And people out here are getting butthurt. People are out here saying that, oh, he's a snake, or he switched up on Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff. Because for those who don't know, well, I mean, well, I'm pretty sure people do know this, but Jay-Z denied last year trying to perform at the Super Bowl. Or not even him. He had his own, like, his team, Roc Nation. Anybody that was signed to Roc Nation said that they should go and sing out in the Super Bowl. Side note, there were two girls that are Beyonce's prodigies, basically, and they performed in the Super Bowl last year. But that's the side note. But yeah, so people are saying that he's a hypocrite and all that stuff, because he was talking about, oh, we're boycotting the NFL until Colin Kaepernick has a job, which he still doesn't. And he even went to wear, like, I'm with Cap jersey, which everybody wanted to get. And it's just, it's kind of funny how now he signed with the NFL and stuff like that. First of all, y'all motherfuckers need to chill, cause y'all don't know what was talked about exactly in that room. But y'all gotta really chill. The amount of stuff that this man has done for us, as the black community as a whole, y'all need to really stop saying that he's a snake or he's a backstabber or anything like that. Cause take a look at what he's done for Meek Mill, bro. Like, you see he's moving with Meek Mill, and Meek Mill is fighting for social reforms and social justice for black people and all that shit. You think that... Okay, my thing is, that man is a billionaire, so he moves on his own tempo. And he moves on a thing, something that he believes in. At the end of the day, yes, he is a businessman, but he's a black businessman, that which means so much more to him and other people. Like, I'm not saying that I know exactly what his reasons are for signing with the NFL, but my thing is that he's not gonna let us down. He's not gonna let us down. He's not gonna... What's the word I'm looking for? He's not gonna let us down, and he's gonna really make sure that there is a voice for the players, there is a voice for the black community, and there is a voice for just people in general, man. Because I don't see why he would take on that role and then be called a snake forever when he has such a huge voice. Like, black people listen to him, like what he has to say, because, well, one, he's a billionaire, and two, he's goddamn Jay-Z. Jay-Z is Jay-Z. He's not a businessman, he's a businessman. So yeah, I think people just gotta chill on that, because I have faith in him. Like, I have faith in him, like, everything that he's been doing for the past couple years for the black community, I have faith in him, but only time will tell. It's just like when Donald Trump became president. I'm like, alright, he's president, let's, only time will tell. Let's see, hopefully he could prove us wrong, and hopefully he's a good president. Which, y'all know, niggas know damn well he ain't, but anyways. Yeah, just give JC some time, man, and let him do his thing, and let's see if he made the right move. But I think he did, because who else? The NFL won. The NFL won with this one, because they get to let him do all the activities when it comes to trying to show that they're not racist. They're not racist owners and everything like that, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, I'm not trying to say that they are, but all they care about is money at the end of the day. So I don't know. I don't think that the NFL... I think the NFL is trying to make amends for the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, because they obviously know that the viewership has gone down extremely. And they picked the right person in Jay-Z for him to be a spokesperson, or for him to represent they actually have an initiative that they have let me read it to y'all. The Eagles, the NFL. So yeah, they have an initiative that's called the Inspire Change Initiative. And it's just, they're trying to change stuff. And come on, guys, we really got to stop saying that they're fake and all that stuff. We got to really stop saying this, because if they're using their money to try to make things right, then what, does it really matter if they're personally racist? If they're trying to make things right, I don't think that could make somebody considered racist. But it all could be for the check. It all could be just for the check. Everything I just said, even with the whole Jay-Z caring about black people and stuff like that. It honestly all could be just for a check. Who knows, man? Only time will tell. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was this whole Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross situation. So, apparently Nicki Minaj went on to the Joe Budden podcast, and she was talking to him, saying like, oh, well, I don't know how the interview went, because I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I only read up on it, because the Joe Budden podcast be long sometimes. But, yeah. So, in 2017, there's a Rick Ross song called Up My Eye. And in there, he says that I told Meek I wouldn't trust Nicki. But instead of beefing with your dog, you just give him some distance. And he was saying that in 2017 that, like, he didn't like Nicki Minaj, or he didn't trust her. But then, she went up there and told them that, yo... Like, how you gonna tell, like, he, because she said that Rick Ross had told her, Meek, like, yo, you gotta keep her here. Now, the thing about that is, my thing about it is that you could meet somebody. Like, you could meet somebody, like, 2 or 3 days and get to know them and be like, oh, this person's a keeper. But yet, you get to know, like, after that, you get to know them more and more, and you see what type of person they truly are, because you can't possibly know one person after 3 days. But then you get to know them, and then you're like, whoa, that's a red flag. Whoa, that's a red flag. Whoa, that's a red flag. Like, simple stuff like that. Just simple stuff like that. Like, once you start seeing people's red flags, that's when you start to get your true opinion about them. Not just after you meet them, like, the first couple of days. But hey, that's Nikki's opinion. That's how she saw the situation. It is what it is. I fuck with Nikki, though. Nikki, she's not the type of person that'll fold or, like, back off of a fight or something like that, which I respect her for. But you just gotta look at it from two people's point, like someone else's point of view, rather than just look at it your own way. But she's a millionaire. She's successful. So who am I to give her advice? Because I'm not a millionaire yet or anything like that. Notice how I said yet. Because this Forex thing is getting a nigga paid. Yo, y'all need to freaking hit me up, bro. Like, if you're listening to this, what you really need to do, you need to hit me up. And let's talk money, man. Because this Forex shit is going to make me a millionaire, bro. Like, I swear to God, I'm putting that on my mama. And it's so easy to make money in the Forex market, man. It's so easy. You have mentors that are teaching you exactly what to do. Like, you have me. Like, I have my own team. Like, I'm telling you exactly what you're supposed to do. We have the New Investments website where you go and teach it. Like, you go and look at educational videos. The back office, man. Like, y'all just need to hit me up and let's have a money conversation. Let's talk about these bills. Let's talk about these Benjis, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, y'all, that's all I have to say today. Please, if you do enjoy my podcast, give it a thumbs up, like, subscribe, comment wherever you're listening from. And, you know, just interact with me, man. I would appreciate it. Like, tell your friends about me. Like, oh, I follow this one dude. His name is ABK or, like, Abdul or whatever you want to... However you refer to me. You can just go ahead and tell them, like, oh, and he talks about real shit. He's a businessman. He has an opportunity. Like, get my word out there. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But this is your boy, ABK. And thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I appreciate each and every one of y'all, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.